You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Doing good.
Doing really good, Tony. Before we get into our five-star picks for this week, we got to take a look back at last week. And, Tony, both you and Bob, 3-2. I was 2-3, so I'm struggling so far this season with our picks. When you look back at the games, we all got off to a nice winning start. We all had the Rams over the Vikings, and then you one-upped us. You were the only one to correctly pick the Titans over the Eagles. We all took your Patriots over the Dolphins, so we weren't fooled by Miami. Bob was the only one correctly taking the Raiders over the Browns, so shame on us, Tony, for believing in Cleveland. What was I thinking? And then the three of us were all crazy enough to take my Steelers over the Ravens, so that all adds up to a 3-2 week for you and Bob. I'm at 2-3. So on the season, Tony, you and Bob are 8-6-1, and I am 6-8-1. So I got to get my acting gear and get back in this race. But fortunately, a lot of season left.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get into our first game for this week. And speaking of the Dolphins, we got the 3-1 Dolphins going to the 3-1 Bengals, Tony. Bengals are a 5.5-point home favorite. The over-under is 48.5 here. So who are you going with in this one, Tone?
I like Cincinnati playing at home against Miami. Watching Miami last week against my Patriots, I just didn't see it, man. I don't know if they're not a good road team. So, like playing at home, I think Cincinnati's offense is just doing really well this year. So I'm going with Cincinnati. This is going to be the blowout game too. We're going to go 38-14, Cincinnati.
All right, there's our first Tony Collins blowout special of the week, Bob. What do you think?
I love it. I agree with Tony. I just don't. Miami, you know, they had this time in the sun already. Cincinnati's a team. Yeah, they score, they give up a lot, but Miami, they just can't score enough, Chris. I mean, I think they're giving up more points than the little that they've scored. So, yeah, I'm going with Cincinnati, too. How about, I'm going to say 30-21.
Yeah, and Bob, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, when I take a look at what the Dolphins are doing, boy, they're just struggling to do much of anything offensively. And Ryan Tannehill not doing a whole lot through the air. In fact, the Dolphins 29th in yards from scrimmage, 25th in rushing yards, and 28th in passing yards. So, you know, they got to their three wins, you know, and it's all based on their defense, and their defense leads the league right now in interceptions with 9. Now, Andy Dalton has thrown 6 picks, which is second worst in the league. But 4 of them came in the game against the Panthers a couple of weeks ago. So, like I say, in order for the Dolphins to win, they're going to have to get Andy Dalton to turn the ball over and give them a short field every time. And I just don't see it happening. I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Bengals in a little bit lower scoring game. I got them winning 24-17. Tony, our second game is the 3-1 Jaguars going to the 4-0 Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 3-point home favorite. Over-under, and this one is 49. Who are you going with here?
Oh, this is the game of the week. Mahomes, man, you know, he hasn't thrown an interception all year, going up against probably the best defense in the league. And the only reason I'm going to take Kansas City because they're playing at home. I don't think Jacksonville is going to have enough offense to keep up with Kansas City. So I'm going to go with Kansas City. In a close game, though, we'll go 31-27, Kansas City.
31-27, KC. Bob, who you got?
Boy, it's a tough one. It's a great matchup. You know, it's obviously, you're looking at it from afar. You're saying it's the offense versus the defense. Wow. I mean, Kansas City, can they stay undefeated? I'm going to go with Jacksonville, guys. I think their defense is going to make a statement. I think Mahomes slows down a little bit. And Jacksonville's one of those type, they're not scoring much either, guys. But I think they do just enough. Might be one of those ugly type games. How about Jacksonville winning that one 24-21.
All right. And guys, you know, to me, Pat Mahomes shows no sign of letting up. Definitely no signs of being a first-year starter. And my boss and I were having this argument this week about Pat Mahomes and Drew Brees. And now, obviously, Drew Brees is a much better, you know, quarterback. He's a Hall of Famer, all of those sorts of things. But right now, if I had, you know, both of those quarterbacks on my fantasy team, and I do have Drew Brees, but if I had both of them, who would I start this week? I think it would be Pat Mahomes. mean, the guy has 14 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's a second-ranked passer in the league, and the Chiefs' offense leads the league, averaging 36.3 points per game. Now, you know, on top of all of that, you got Jalen Ramsey doing what he does, right? He pokes the bear, saying Tyreek Hill is a nice kick returner, but, you know, downplayed his abilities as a wide receiver. Meanwhile, you know, Tyreek has 8 catches of over 20 yards, and he's third best in the league right now. So be careful who you pick on Jalen Ramsey. So sort of for all of those reasons, I'm going to go with Tony. I'm going to take the Chiefs at home. I think it's a little bit lower scoring game. Jags have a great defense. I'm going to say it's 27-17. Third game this week is the 1-3 Falcons going to my 1-2-1 Steelers. The Steelers are a 3-point home favorite for some reason, even though they can't seem to win games at home. And the over-under is a whopping 58. So, Tony, any hope left for my boys?
Well, you know what, Chris, man? I've been trying to pull for your Steelers for the last couple of weeks, man. The only reason I picked them because it's your boys. But I'm not picking them this week. I'm going with Atlanta. I'm going with Atlanta.
That's all right. I might not pick him either, Tony.
I'm going with Atlanta 24-21 with the upset.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
They're definitely two of the most disappointing teams out there. And if you look at their points for, points against, close, they're kind of like the same type of teams, guys. Definitely can score, but how much will they allow? I think the Steelers, Chris, they just can't afford to go to 1-3-1. This is a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, regardless of what's happening there. I think they get their stuff together and they actually can pull out something today, this week. I'm going to say it's going to be a high scoring game. I'm going to say 38-34 Pittsburgh.
All right. Hopefully from your lips to God's ears. But, you know, God, I just can't believe how bad the Steelers team is right now. Defense is atrocious. 30th in the league in yards allowed on defense, 29th in passing yards allowed. They're giving up 305 yards passing per game, and they're averaging giving up 29 points per game. And now you got Matt Ryan coming in with Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, who scored 5 touchdowns in his last 2 weeks. Now, fortunately for the Steelers, the Falcons' defense is even worse, if you can believe that. They're giving up 30.5 points per game and nearly as many passing yards. So I think, like what you guys are talking about, I think it's going to be a track meet. I hope the Steelers just happen to be the team that has the ball last. So I'm going with my boys one last time. I think the Steelers win this game 45-38. Our fourth game, Tony, is the 1-2-1 Vikings going to the 2-2 Eagles. Two teams I think we both thought, or all thought, would have much better records right now. The Eagles are a 3-point home favorite. The over-under is 46. So, Tony, who comes away with a win here?
You know, I think Philly's coming off the Super Bowl jinx or whatever they call it, man. They're not playing the ball that we known them to play last year. So, Minnesota needs to win. They need to stay close to Green Bay. So I'm gonna pick the visiting team this week. Going with Minnesota winning 34-31. Minnesota.
Bob, what do you think?
Two more teams that are kind of stuck in neutral, like you said, Chris. Nobody's lighting it on fire, and Philly's averaging under 20 points a game. I think they get it together this week. I mean, they got to get on top of that division there, and I think they're going to do it. The Vikings, I don't know. They're getting to have that Arizona-like quality to me, Chris. But I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles this week. I'm going to say they win 30-24.
And, guys, the Vikings defense that was so good last season, now 23rd against the pass and giving up nearly 28 points a game. Kirk Cousins, though, on the opposite side, you know, third in the league in passing yards. But I think what's killing the Vikings, they got no running game without Dalvin Cook. Dead last in the league in rushing yards, averaging only 63 yards rushing per game. And you just can't be one-dimensional in this league and win many games. The Eagles defense is ninth in average points allowed at a shade over 20. So, you know, when you look at it, I got to go with you, Bob. I think the Eagles get it done. I'm going to go with the averages since one team is scoring 28, the other one's scoring 20. The Eagles are getting a 28, so I'm going the Eagles 28-20 over the Vikings. Our last game this week is the 4-0 Rams going to the 2-2 Seahawks. The Rams are a 7-point road favorite. Whoever thought we'd see that, a team coming in as a road favorite in Seattle. The over-under is 50.5. Tony, can anyone stop the Rams?
the team that only I think this is the only team that has a legitimate chance of going undefeated this year if they stay healthy is the LA Rams. So there's no way Seattle's going to win this game. The Rams defense is just too much. Their offense is just crazy as well. So I'm going to go. This is another blowout, man. I see Rams scoring a lot of points. We're going to go 45-14, LA Rams.
Oh, my. 45-14. Two Tony Collins blowout specialists this week, Bob. What do you think?
I like the Rams, too, guys. Again, Seattle, they can't score with them. And you know, now they lost probably their best defensive player, Thomas. I mean, only a crazy type of fluky game could have any way for Seattle to win this. So, it's going to be big. I'm going to say the Rams 38-20.
And, guys, you know, I'm not going against the Rams either until someone shows me that they can actually beat them. Tony, I think you're right. I think the Rams are scary good on both sides of the ball. I mean, this is a team that I think legitimately has an opportunity to go undefeated, at least through the regular season. They're second in average points scored per game at 35. Their defense is fifth, only allowing 16.8 points a game. That's a pretty nice spread when you're scoring 35, but you're only giving up about 17. Jared Goff, he continues to play so well, second in passing yards, second in touchdown passes, first in passer rating. And then, you know, if that all wasn't good enough, you got Todd Gurley on the team, and he's second in rushing yards. So there just is so much to like about the Rams and just not enough to like about what Seattle's doing right now. I'm with both of you guys. I take the Rams. I think they win it 34-20. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. We're doing our best to help these kids in our area get a chance up on the college education.
Great stuff as always, Tony. Thanks for your time tonight. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family, Tone.
Best to the family.
You guys have a great one.
Take care, Tone.
See you, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Toy Cook, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Toy on the other side of this quick station break.